Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Hour number two, The Drive on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz. We've got the Orr Nissan picks of the week coming up at 5:25. And then Jeremy Scheifler, the football coach at Clearwater High School. They have a big game, but a very difficult, demanding game with Andale coming up on Friday night. That's an old Chisholm Trail League from the old days.
Yeah, rivalry. I pick the Indians to win that one for sure.
Good one. Well, you're on top of your game today. It's really remarkable to hear you.
You know that's dumb humor that people
enjoy. I don't
enjoy.
Like that kind of humor.
Why?
Because you just said it. It's dumb humor.
But people enjoy it.
But I'm not a dumb humor guy.
If you get the delivery right,
I'm a razor wit guy.
All right, give us some.
No, it happens off the cuff. I never know when it's going to happen.
I thought that was fairly
that was planned
sharp.
Out.
No, it wasn't.
And it didn't work.
Planned out. I had no idea you'd be mentioning that game right then.
It didn't fly. Yankees Astros. It's going to be cold tonight at Yankee Stadium. It's going to be windy. You've got Zach Greinke going for Houston. And do you have Tanaka pitching for the Yankees?
You know, I'm not locked in on the American League playoffs.
That should be. See, I don't get that. How can a baseball guy?
It's Tanaka.
Not be locked in?
Because it's the American
League. I can't
League.
Wait to watch it.
I don't want either of these teams to win. They're both.
It's baseball.
Empirical.
It's a beautiful
dreadful.
Game. Yeah, my team's out, but I'm still going to
watch. I'd
watch
it if it was the Angels and the Blue Jays, or probably not the Twins. So, give me the Rangers and the Rays. I'd probably watch.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to the game tonight. Game four, I think it's a must-win for the Yankees. They've got to figure out a way. They beat Greinke in game one, and Tanaka was outstanding. Can they replicate that in game four tonight? I don't know.
I don't either, but I would agree that it's as close to a must-win as you can get with Verlander and then potentially, I don't think they'd come back with Cole. I don't know if he'd be on regular rest or not.
Of course they'd come back with Cole.
Would he be on regular rest? When did he pitch last?
He pitched in game two.
So
in game three, I mean.
So Tuesday. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. He'd be on 3 days rest. So I don't know if they'll do that or not.
But wait a minute. They'd be off Wednesday, Thursday, or they'd play Wednesday, Thursday, right? No. They were rained out Wednesday, so they play Thursday, Friday, and did they eliminate the off day?
Yes, the off day now was the rain out.
So he probably wouldn't pitch Saturday. I don't know.
I doubt it, but 3 days rest, you could go to him, especially, but not if you're up 3-2 or, you know what I'm saying.
But I think the series we want to see now is the Washington pitching staff and the Houston pitching staff and just seeing who can eke out some runs.
Why not the Washington pitching staff against the Yankees lineup?
I don't know. I want to see the pitching.
Or even the Houston lineup. All the lineups.
I want to see the Astros and Nationals. Okay. To me, that's the most attractive World Series.
Okay.
I want to see Verlander go up against Scherzer. I want to see Cole go up against Strasburg. I want those matchups.
I get it. Those are fun matchups, potentially.
Let's get to the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline, 869-1240. It's Pastor Mike. Pastor Mike, how are you today?
I am nervous.
Why are you nervous?
Oh, the Chiefs.
The Chiefs play tonight. Well, you should be nervous.
I am nervous. I mean, I think they could do well. I mean, I don't feel like a Cardinals fan right now, but I just feel a little uncomfortable with the game coming up because they've got to stop the run. I'm thinking they need to put nine guys in the box if necessary to have to stop the run. Because even if the other team scores, at least we'll get our offense back on the field. This is nuts what we're doing right now.
Well, listen, you've got a generational quarterback you set about trying to fix the defense. I could have told you the minute they hired Steve Spagnuolo that they weren't going to get this thing turned around.
Yeah, but the guys that they're counting on to change it.
Make some good decisions up there.
Oh, just so aggravating. So are you going to just – I think you've already said it. So you're going to watch baseball and just kind of flip over to football.
I'll watch baseball predominantly, and, yes, I will switch over to the football game periodically.
Gotcha. Well, Jeff, what's your viewing habit tonight?
I'll probably watch a lot of the Chiefs game, to be honest. I may flip over to baseball.
Because his little Indians got eliminated, that he doesn't want to acknowledge either the Yankees or the Astros.
I don't need to acknowledge them. It's deeper than wanting.
Speaking of deep, do you think that they've changed the baseballs? Why we don't have so many home runs? They're talking about it in Will Cain's show, and we don't see the power we saw in the regular season in the postseason.
That's because you're seeing the best pitching on the earth. The national you don't hit home runs against these,
but the ball's flying not as far, and there is some.
Yeah, it's colder.
I don't know if that's the truth or not.
Of course it is.
So
the ball doesn't go as far in chillier weather.
Where's it cold?
It was chilly in St. Louis. It was chilly in Washington the other night. It's going to be pretty chilly in New York tonight. Temperatures are lower in the fall.
Not in Atlanta.
Breaking news,
Houston,
Pastor Mike.
Not in Tampa.
Temperatures are lower in the fall.
Well, I'm not a big, Jeff's our analytics expert, but they're saying, like, whatever they talk about trajectory and how the balls are flying, that they measure them, that they're flying left. I'm not a big conspiracy theorist, but, man, all season is home run, home run, home run. Now we don't see nearly as many of them. So,
well, you're used to watching the Royals pitchers go up against the White Sox.
There is data that suggests that the ball's different.
Thank you.
Good call, though, on the Royals. I like that. That was pretty funny. It made me laugh. So good for you.
Thank you, Pastor Mike.
Have a great day, guys.
All right. I mean, you're not going to see home runs hit against this kind of pitching.
You did last year. Look at some of the scores in the postseason last year. It was all about offense.
It was?
Yes.
Give me an example.
Okay, I'll go back to MLB postseason scores 2018.
I don't know that I agree with you. I can barely remember yesterday, let alone last season. But it doesn't seem to me like – it would seem to me that historically – you're going to have lower offensive numbers in the postseason than you'd have in the regular season. That seems like a no-brainer.
Yeah, but the ball's not flying as far when it comes off the bat. That
because the weather.
That isn't the weather.
Oh, my God.
Not the weather. They're playing many of these games indoors and in warm climates.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you're actually believing that.
I am believing it because it's what the data tells us.
You and your data.
Yeah.
A guy who never took a math class.
I don't need to take
math. And now you're telling me you're all about data.
I don't need to
take
math.
You forget that I know your background. This may work with your friends down at
the
barber shop. When you talk about data and hey, here's what we've got with launch angle and the spin rate. But I know
didn't come
better.
Up with the formulas.
I know better.
No, you don't.
I know what you did in math.
Okay. I don't get how that's a relevant
When you try
point.
To act like you're some mathematician.
I don't try to act like I'm a mathematician.
I'm going
to
call you out on it.
I try to act like someone who
Because that might
for
work on your Saturday show with Jamin.
Here's my problem with...
Let's get to the phones. Ed is next, and we'll get to your problem in a minute. Ed?
Hey, I don't want to talk about major league home runs. Let's talk about minor league home runs. Pacific Coast League went to the major league ball this season, and home runs are up 69%. So don't tell me that they don't manipulate home runs based on the ball they're using.
Of course. We figured that out.
Nobody's going to disagree with that, Ed. What's next?
So what's to say they're not doing the same thing in the playoffs?
They
right?
are.
I don't. Likely. I'm not sure they are, Ed. Jeff's sure I'm not. I think you can explain it with better pitching and less conducive weather.
I've not.
And anybody
I've not
who
seen
thinks
a
ball
game.
Goes as far in wet wet, cool atmosphere. You're kidding yourself.
I haven't seen one of those games in the postseason yet.
Anything else, Ed?
Nah, you're boring me enough.
Wow. Ed telling me I'm boring him. Did you hear Ed?
Yeah, Ed needs to relax.
I mean, Ed, I had to shock myself to stay awake during that question.
So here's my problem.
I'm kidding, Ed. You know that, right?
Yeah, Ed's fine.
What are you upset about?
Here's my problem.
Wait a minute. Did Ed just say I bored him?
Who cares?
That bothers me.
You'll be fine. My issue is, you know, and this is your philosophy in general, but you're over there at dinner or breakfast on Sunday telling Aaron, be curious. Be curious. Get to the bottom of things. Get information. Know stuff. Have a wide range of knowledge. And here we are in baseball, one of your loves, and you're like, ah, it's just the weather.
No, like, I didn't say it's just the weather. I'm saying the weather is a contributing factor to it. Plus, these arms that people change their pitching habits during these games. They don't use starters as long. They have everybody coming out of the bullpen throwing 99 with control. These are the best teams.
But you've seen balls off the bat.
Great pitching beats great hitting every day.
You've seen balls off the bat.
It has since the beginning of time.
You're killing me.
And it will continue.
And great hitting beats great pitching.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
Great pitching will win out in the long run over great hitting.
How do you know it's
all the time?
How do you know it's great hitting? If
go look what Aaron hit against Koufax.
How do you know it's great pitching if the hitting
go
is
bad?
Go
look what Mays hit against Gibson.
Okay.
Is there a better hitter in the world than Willie Mays? Check his numbers against Bob Gibson. Try that one on.
Okay, I will.
Here's Earl. Hello, Earl.
Hi. Hey, Jeff. I think you're absolutely right.
Thank you.
I think, like, they lied about manipulating the balls during the year. They're doing it in the playoffs. And, Bob, the Houston, where they play indoors, the weather factor is not what you're saying.
Well, so of course not. But
in Tampa and Atlanta, it's hot.
The balls are flying, coming off the bat different. If you watched a lot of baseball during the playoffs, once again, believe our eyes, not even the metrics, it looks different. And I've watched playoff baseball my whole life, and I know the pitching is better. But the optics make this quite believable.
I agree.
Look at your Cardinals.
This is
your
not
Cardinals
a great
really
call for you.
Ball. Well, it isn't because I agree with your son.
Well, no, it's just that you're not making any sense.
He's making plenty of sense. Earl finds the facts, I think, usually, sometimes.
Honest to God, Earl, I'm a little bored. I'm with Ed. I'm bored right now.
That's because you take your point of view in your curmudgeon Bob way, dig in your heels, and you don't listen. You're too willing to start arguing before even considering what your son said on this one.
Thanks, Earl. I appreciate the kind words.
I love Earl. Have I mentioned that? Earl, you're free for lunch.
It's always a pleasure to talk with you, Earl. Thanks for your kind words about me.
Listen to your boy. He's right on this one.
That's a great point, Earl. Thanks. Thanks for your support of me.
A broken clock is right twice a day.
Thank you. By the way,
thanks, Earl.
Whoever you're talking about, Bob Gibson, Willie Mays not good, but against Warren Spahn, 955 OPS, 18 homers. Don Drysdale, 978 OPS.
How was he against Gibson? Did I tell you to check him out against those guys?
One guy.
How'd he do against Gibson?
One guy.
Tell me what he did.
Bad.
Read the numbers.
I don't need to.
I want to know.
He did fine
against. I'm curious.
I don't. It doesn't matter.
I want to know.
196.
Thank
average.
You.
One
Andrew,
guy.
Have you ever heard anyone dominate a discussion the way I am right now, Andrew? Andrew,
apparently he has.
Are you the,
here? I've called for another reason today.
Okay, go for
I've
it.
Called for another. I would like to on the air apologize to both you and Jeff for my actions lately. The way I've been calling, I just get fired up over this little stuff lately, and I feel bad because I feel like you think I'm insulting you guys. I mean, no way trying to insult
you. Andrew, we love you, Andrew, but what we know is you're now in college, and you're going to start to see the world differently. You're going to start to see us differently. You're going to take a jab here and there. It's okay.
Okay.
We're good.
So I just know I hung up yesterday. It was too early that I was listening to the rest of the cars. Oh, man, I feel really bad. So I just wanted to let you all know that I'm sorry, and
no,
I'll be better at my calls, I promise.
No, no reason to apologize. You are an A-lister on this show, Andrew.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for
that
the call.
That means a lot.
All
yes,
right.
Of course.
Yeah,
have a good day, guys.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah,
don't
I mean, nobody ever needs
apologize. You don't need our
even
approval
Ed,
anyway.
Who called me boring. I'm good with it. Even Earl, who, well, Earl loved what I had to say.
I hate being apologized to. It's one of my least favorite
Tim
things.
Tim is next. Tim, how are you?
Hey, it's Tim from upstairs. How are you guys?
What's up, Tim
from upstairs. What's up?
I'm not trying to throw any gas on this fire because here's the deal. Typically, I agree with Jeff, and I'm not saying I don't this time. But here's my question, conspiracy theory on top of conspiracy theory. If they did indeed go about and change the balls back to the old dead balls from years gone by, why would they do that during the playoffs when the potential ratings could be terrible for their business? You know what
because
I mean?
Because like, television ratings have gone down with the age
year?
Of the home run. And people want the postseason to have an image of great pitchers and pitchers coming out of the bullpen and Madison Bumgarner and all this stuff.
This is a ridiculous conspiracy theory, and I applaud you for seeing that. And you are now elevated to being Tim from downstairs,
which doesn't make any sense.
But we're moving you downstairs.
It's tawdry at best.
Thank you, Tim.
I'll have to let my boss know.
It's not a conspiracy.
Let's get to Chad quickly before we get to the Orr Nissan picks. What do you have, Chad?
Hey, guys. Listen, Bob, I'm normally on your side. I'd say 90% of the time, but this one, Jeff's right, man. If you need one run to win a game. That's all you need.
Because,
I don't know how that correlates, but I love it.
Someday I'm going to sit you on my knee and explain the game of baseball to you, okay?
Listen, Bob, I've been listening to you for years, man, and I got to say, you've softened over the years. You're a little nicer than you used to be.
What?
Oh, my God. I will take that to heart. I will play that little soundbite all night tonight.
That doesn't add up for me at all.
That's an insult, Chad. Thanks for the
call. You guys have a good night.
Thanks
all right.
for the call. My God. What a terrible thing to say. When we return, it's time to make our picks. We'll hear from Jason Duda, who has taken a commanding lead. Back in a minute, The Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.